We preached this morning on the rich young ruler. I told you this morning, there ain't nothing wrong with being rich. There ain't not a thing wrong with being rich. I believe godly people, God gives people money to do and bless what He wants done. I believe that. There's nothing wrong with being, there's nothing wrong with being poor. Hey, there's nothing wrong with nothing. It is what it is. Amen? And where God is tonight, what I'm trying to tell you is this. That man came to Jesus. He came, but he wasn't willing to turn it all over to Jesus. And we see that in people's life. But tonight, I want you to be aware tonight. There's three things in the Bible. And if you're taking notes, you can write these three down in your Bible or underline them. You're going to see them very clearly tonight. There's three things that you need to be aware of in your life. You need to be cautious. You need to be alert. You know, whoever's preaching, whoever you're listening to, you need to be alert. You need to hear them. You need to hear what's going on. Make sure they're preaching the truth. Don't just take it for granted because you might know them, that you might like them. They might have a, you might like the way they preach, but it could be false, okay? So we want to be aware of some things tonight, and I just want to share this with you, Matthew chapter number 7, and verse number 13 tonight. If you have a copy of God's Word, I ask you to stand. We're going to reverence His Word tonight. Matthew chapter number 7. I'm going to read from 13 through 23. A little lengthy reading, but Sister Kim, while ago when we was in the fellowship hall, you talked about the broad road. And I knew what I was going to be preaching on tonight. I just grinned and got quiet and went on to our deacon's meeting, me and Brother Kevin did. But tonight I want to talk to you about three things that you must be aware of tonight. The Bible says in Matthew 7:13, enter you in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth to life, and few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are raving wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? So every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Verse 18, let me read it again. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? In thy name have we not cast out devils? In thy name have we not done many wonderful works? And then Jesus said, not your pastor, but Jesus said, and them will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that worketh iniquity. Let us pray. Father, we love you. Father, we praise you. We glorify you tonight. Lord, I'd ask you tonight to open up the windows of heaven tonight and pour it out on your people tonight in a mighty way. Lord, we come in tonight to worship you and lift up no other name but the name of Jesus. Lord, I'd ask you tonight that we be on alert, we be aware, we be cautious of what you're trying to tell us tonight, Father, that we be examining our own self, not our neighbor, not the man next door, but we examine our own self tonight, Father. Lord, I pray tonight for Miss Margaret Hanready. Lord, I pray for her and Mr. Jerry. Lord, Miss Margaret, as she's getting prepared to leave this world and enter in the glory world. Lord, I pray you make that transition easy. Lord, I pray you watch over her. Lord God, tonight I'm asking you just to touch in a mighty way, Father. Lord, we love you, we praise you, and we glorify you. Be with the Awana meeting tonight. Lord, just watch over this church in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people said. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Tonight as we come in Matthew chapter number 7, Jesus has started out about us saying, ask and it shall be given, knock and you shall receive, seek and you shall find. But when we come to verse number 13, he gives a caution, he gives a statement, and he tells us, I want you to be aware, I want you to listen, I want you to look up here, I want you to pay attention is what Jesus is saying here. He said, I want you to be aware of some things. If somebody's got a dog that'll bite in their yard, they'll put up a beware sign. Beware of the dog. It'll bite you. If the bridge is out down here on County Road 16 and we're going to go that way and it's out, the countywide commissioner, he's going to put up out of order. Beware. Don't go that way. Turn around or you'll drown. And as your pastor tonight, if there's something in 2026 I want you to be aware of, I want you to be alert of, as that is the Word of God tonight, and understand what Jesus is trying to tell us tonight. You say, preacher, what is he trying to warn us about? What is he saying? Beware and be alert. Number one is he wants us to be aware of false paths. Paths that don't lead to Jesus Christ. Paths that lead the wrong way. Paths that get you to go the wrong way. Do you know that old Satan, he's got paths in this world that we live in? He wants to lure you down. He wants you to go down them. He wants you to get so busy that you ain't got time for the things of God. He wants you to go down them paths. And the Bible says here, and if you will, with Matthew chapter number 7 and verse number 13, he says this, enter you in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. When you get on that wide path and you get on that wide road that you're going down, you remember their destruction on that road. Hey, when you listen to a man and he tells you it doesn't matter what you do or what you're going to do, all you have to do is just be a good old boy and you're going to go to heaven, or be a good old girl and you're going to go to heaven. That's the broad way. When they say there's many ways to heaven, that's the broad way. Friends, can I say to you tonight that Jesus said, hey, he is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man gets to the Father except through Jesus Christ tonight. So I say, be careful of false paths. Be careful of ways that'll lead you in the wrong way, lead you in the wrong direction. You be careful tonight. He said, enter you in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many be which go in thereafter. You say, preacher, what does that mean? There's a lot of folks on that broad road. There's a lot of folks in the world we live on and on that broad way, and they're going the wrong way. They need to turn around. They need to turn around and get going the right way. Why? Because there's destruction at the end of that road. He said, be careful of false paths. And look at this tonight. You say, well, if there's a wrong way, there must be a right way. And there is. He said, don't get on that broad path. Stay away from that. Stay away from that, the line of the devil, that all things go. Friends, tonight they don't go. You need to be narrow-minded in what God's called you to do. I've said this before and I'll say it again. You want your doctor to be narrow-minded. You don't want him. You want him to tell you exactly what's wrong, exactly what it'll take to fix it. You want him to be narrow-minded. You want your banker to be narrow-minded. You don't want him to be all over the wall, and you don't want a preacher that's not narrow-minded. You want him to read that word, study that word, and preach that word to you. And as a sheep tonight, you want to be narrow-minded in the Bible tonight. You don't want to be so open-minded that you let any junk come into your life. So tonight, you must make sure that you're not on that false path. You make sure tonight, as a Christian, you don't get on that false path. You can be saved and get on the wrong path. You know, man, I'm telling you what, you can be saved, washed in the blood of Jesus, and get on the wrong path. But we must get on the straight path, and he warns us about that false path. Look what he said, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. And man, this right here scares me to death, and I warn people about it all the time. And few there be that find it. Few that go that narrow way. Few that make it into heaven. You say, preacher, I think heaven's going to be crowded. I believe, according to the Word of God, there's going to be more in hell than they are in heaven, because that broad way is wide open and people are going down that fairway. They're going down that interstate. They're going straight to hell, and they could care less about what the Bible says, and it's a broad way. And friends, listen to me tonight. Not everybody that dies goes to heaven. Not everybody that dies go to heaven. Man, you go to funerals and every preacher you know is preaching everybody into heaven. But friends, listen to me tonight. Not everybody's going to heaven that dies. You say, preacher, who's going to heaven that dies? Those that are on the straight path. Those that has asked Jesus Christ to come into their life and to save them, friends, tonight. It's that straight path tonight that's going to enter in. And there are going to be few that find it. You say, well, mama, papa, aunts, and uncles, boy, they've been good people. There's no demand for good old boys in heaven. There's only demand for people that are saved, washed in the blood of Jesus. I know a lot of good people that are lost. I know a lot of good people that are lost, Brother Eric Cruz, that'll give you the shirt off their back. I've got a lot of friends that are lost right now. I could call them if I had a flat, and they'd come to where I'm at and fix my flat for me. But that don't mean they're going to heaven. What means I'm going to heaven? That I've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Look at this tonight about that false path. He says in verse number 14, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Friends, tonight, if you're in love with Jesus, stay on that road. Amen. Stay on that road. Stay right where Jesus would have you to be, because there's false paths out there. Paths that are false. Let me give you something else that are false that he told us in the Bible. Not only is there false paths, but there's false prophets. You can get on the wrong path, and if you're not careful, you'll get on there by the wrong prophet or the wrong preacher that you listen to. I'm not saying I'm right, but I'm telling you that Bible is. I'm telling you, if I can't show you in that Bible, don't you listen to a word I've got to say. But I promise you tonight, number one, he talks about there's two different paths you can get on. One path is the wrong way. It's the broad way. It's not the right way. And then there's the narrow way. So I see there's a false path that I don't need to get on. And then he says, beware of false prophets. Be aware of them. Why? What will they do? They come to you in sheep clothing, but inwardly, they're raving wolves. What do they want to do? They want to tear the flock up. They want to tear the church up. They want to tear up what God's got going on. They want to tear everything up. Friends, tonight, we don't need to tear up. We need to build some things up in the name of Jesus. Hey, amen. I'm not into burning bridges. I'm into building bridges and helping people, ain't you? And he said, you be careful. You beware of false paths. And you beware of false prophets. Those that are out for their own greed, their own good, what they can get. Friends, tonight, can I say to you this right here? When he starts talking about these, he said, you shall know them by the fruit they bear. The one thing in this world people loves to use is, hey, man, you don't judge nobody. Man, don't you judge nobody. I ain't judging nobody, but I can tell a man by his fruit. If a man's taking the Lord's name in vain, he don't know the God I know. I'm just telling you the truth. And it's so much sugarcoating going on in the world we're living in. Man, I'm telling you what. He said, narrow is that way that we got to go. And friends, tonight, you'll know a man by the fruit that he bears. It won't take long to know that fruit. You say, preacher, how do you know that? Because the Bible tells us tonight that you'll know a man by the fruit that he bears. Look with me in the Bible, if you will. I see the false paths that we can get on. I see the false paths, and he warns us. He said, turn around. Don't go down that road. But then he says, false prophets. Look what he says here. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they're raving wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit. Man, tonight, I'm telling you, man, God is wanting to do a work in your life. He's wanting to do a work in my life. And he is steadily throwing us red flags, telling us to stay away from certain places. He says this tonight. He said, a good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth forth not good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Why? It's of no value. It's of no value tonight. Look in verse 20. Wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them. Folks, tonight, if there's anything we can be very cautious of and be aware of, is them old paths. Do not go down that false path, and do not get tied up with false preachers, false prophets, false people that's not really born again, not really got God's best interest in their life for you. I've told this story a million times, and I'll tell it a million more probably before I ever quit preaching. We was at Lamar County Jail one night, and I'm talking about false paths and false stuff going on, and you want to lead people in the right path. You want to lead them in the right way. And we got down there, and I'll never forget this as long as I live. They was just, I'm talking about, he's about 6'8", big old black guy. And I use his illustration all the time, but man, it'll do you good. He was a big old guy, and he was in the back of the room, and we was preaching and sharing the gospel and preaching in Lamar County Jail. And he got under Holy Ghost conviction back there, and he said, just raise his hand up. He said, I need to be saved. I need to be saved. And I told whoever was with me, I can't remember. I said, you just keep preaching. I'm going to go back there and talk to him. I went back there to where he was. And I said, man, what's going on? He said, man, I need to be saved. I'm lost. I said, amen. I shared the plan of salvation with him, told him how he must repent and how he must confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and how he must ask Jesus to come into his life and have a relationship with him. Would he be willing to repent? And he said, I would. And at that moment, I want you to know, Brother Dylan Barnes, that man, 6'8", could whoop me up one side and down the other. He gets down in the floor, and I just got my hand up on his back, and we get down in the floor, and he lets into praying, and here's his prayer. He says, Lord, I thank you for this day. Lord, I thank you for the air that I breathe. Lord, I pray you put me and my wife back together. Lord, I pray you take care of my kids. And I'm thinking, you ain't talking about getting born again. Right then, I had an opportunity to either be a false or to be real. When he got done, he said amen. He went to come up there, and I just had my hand on his back. I just held him on. I didn't let him come up. I just held him down a little bit. And I said, brother, I don't want you to get up false. I don't want you to get up with a false religion. I don't want you to get up with something that you think you've done down here. I don't want you to get up thinking that Jesus has come into your life. I want you to know not one time you've repented and asked Jesus to come into your life. Not one time did you confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that Jesus is the Savior of the world. Not one time did you admit, believe, or confess. None of that went on in your life. All you've done was got down here and mumbled some language. Son, he turned and looked at me. I thought he was going to knock my head off, and he starts weeping, and he starts crying, and he starts laying out. I'm talking about, he starts crying out to an almighty God and asking for forgiveness, asking for God to deliver him, asking for God to set him free. He confessed that he was a sinner in need of a Savior. Son, in about 30 seconds, he jumps up from there. He starts screaming, I'm free, I'm free, I'm free, I'm free. That man got born again by the blood of Jesus Christ. I didn't leave him where I found him. And so many churches, they've been left where they've been found. Listen to me tonight. You said, is there a difference in his life? Yes, because he didn't go down the wrong road and somebody told him the truth. We was at Max Minute Mark not too long after that, a couple months or so, and I seen this guy. He pulls up with a set of 20s on his car. That thing's sitting about like that. And he jumps out and he comes over and he bear hugs me, Brother Les. He said, thank you for not leaving me where you found me. Son, he was squeezing me, loving on me, and everybody right there was looking like, what's going on with them two? You know why the connection was there? Because we got the same Father. He's our heavenly Father. Folks, listen to me. Make sure you don't get on the wrong path. You stay with the right path. You stay in the right way. And don't listen to no false prophet or false preacher. You be careful. They taught me in seminary school this right here. Never buy a book by the cover. Buy it by the author. Cover will fool you. The author will deliver you. Jesus Christ. Who's the author of this book? Jesus Christ. You go by the author of this book. You can find a lot of Bibles that's got pretty covers, but are they really the Word of God? Let me move on here. I see, beware. You beware. You be careful. You be careful of false paths. You be careful of false prophets. Man, they're out there. I'm telling you, they're out there. I'm telling you, they're out there. But I want to give you the third thing you be careful with. You be careful with a false path. Do not get on it. If you're saved, don't get on it. If you're lost, get off of it and get on the right path. You be careful. You beware. You see in the Bible right here of false prophets. If you've been listening to one, you be careful. Man, you hear anything you want to on the internet. You hear anything you want to. Have you read the obits lately at the funeral home? Have you read them lately and seen how nice and pretty they are and how they're lengthy? You know who wrote them? AI. Huh? Oh, yeah. You know why they're a mile long and they're so adequate and they're so beautiful and they're so... Ain't no... Artificial intelligence wrote that old bit. What about the sermons on Sunday morning? Who's writing them? AI? Artificial intelligence? Folks, I don't want that. I don't want that. Brother Les said this morning, Lord, give us a word from heaven. I want to know that I've sat there and I've prayed and I've studied and I've asked God. I've not hit no button. Can I get an amen? I want to know that I'm on the right path. I want to know that I'm going the right way. I want to know that I got a man standing before me that is talking to God. I want to know that because I want to know that not only am I staying away from false paths, and listen to me, false prophets, but I want to know that I've not made a false profession in my life. Listen to me. Their church is full of false professions. Full of false professions. Full. Do you know you're saved? Well, the preacher told me. What? That ain't what I'm talking about. Do you have a relationship with Jesus while I go to church? I ain't what I'm talking about. False professions. Look with me in the Bible here. False paths, false prophets. And in verse number 21, false professions. False professions. They professed they knowed him. They professed they knowed him, but they didn't know nothing about him. I always say this all the time. There's something about knowing God and knowing God. There's something totally different. Something totally different. I always say this. I know Adrian Rogers, but I don't know Adrian Rogers. I know he preached at Bellevue. I know he proceeded after the great R.G. Lee. I know he has a thing called love worth finding. You listen to. I know all that, but I never knew him. I knew a lot about him, but I never knew him. Does that make any sense? If you went to Bellevue when he was alive and asked him, did he know Brother B.J. Mills? He'd say, who are you talking about? See, I knew a lot about him, but he didn't have a clue who I was. I don't want to know a lot about Jesus and him not know nothing. Well, I don't even know who you're talking about. I don't know that man. I don't know him. That's where a false profession comes in. You've got all the head knowledge, but he does not live in your heart. Let me give you this tonight, the false profession. And Jesus said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord. Come on, talk to me, somebody. Not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Not everybody that says, Lord, Lord, is going in. Why? There's difference in the head knowledge and a heart knowledge. There's difference in head knowledge and heart knowledge. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that, doeth. But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven, that doeth. There's no way a man can be born again and live the same lifestyle. And that's a trick of the devil. You know what Jesus said? Jesus said he'd rather have us hot or cold. He'd rather me be on fire for him, loving him, or be a complete outcast, lost and out doing my own thing, than to be right in the middle, being lukewarm. If I ask anybody in this room, how hot do you think you are for God right now? 1 through 10, how hot are you? Man, I wouldn't want to say 10 because, man, y'all think I'm just too, you know, too goody two-shoes. I wouldn't want to be that hot. But if I told you I was 2 or 3, man, I'm weak. So I think I'll take 5 or 6. What's 5 or 6? Right in the middle, lukewarm. You're neither hot and you're neither cold. You're just right in the middle. And I tell you that tonight to say this. You be careful with false professions. You make sure what you've got tonight. I'm not trying to doubt anybody's salvation in this room. I'm just bringing what God's laid on me for this new year. You make sure what you've got is grounded and based in the blood of Jesus Christ. There's going to be times the old devil's going to doubt you. There's going to be times that he's going to war you. He's going to wrap your mind up in things. But he can't run you past the bloodline. There's only so far he can run me, Brother Garrett. And I know the profession I made that Jesus Christ is my Lord, that he's my Savior, is real. And I know one day he's going to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. But look what he says to the one that's made false professions. False profession. Sat in a pew all their life, and it was wrong. Look what he says. Verse number 21, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, what day? When he comes. The last day. What are they going to say? Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? His name's powerful. I don't care who uses it. His name's his name. It don't matter if the demon in the hell uses it or a man of God uses it. Jesus is Jesus. Said in his name, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Jesus is Jesus. No matter if an unbeliever or believer uses it, his name's powerful. It ain't got nothing to do with the person using it. His name's powerful. His name's wonderful. His name's Counselor, Almighty. Whoo! Let me say. And in thy name done many wonderful works. Man, works will be done in his name. And Jesus said, and then will I profess unto them, I have never knew you. Depart. Man. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Work wrong. Tonight, I want to leave you with this. We talked this morning about the man that come to Christ, but he never was converted, never was changed. I don't care how wide this church gets. I just want us to get deep in love with Jesus. It's nothing about the number, nothing about the crowd, nothing about, man, it's about getting in love with Jesus Christ and digging deep. And make sure we don't let the wrong path walk through that door and lead us in the wrong way. It don't take long to get led in the wrong way. It don't take long. It don't take long to let the wrong preacher stand up here. And I'm not talking about pastor. I'm talking about preacher calling somebody off the street because we like them and they get up here and they preach and make a mess. and half the church is split. We don't want that. And we don't want a church full of folks that's got false professions. We want a church full of folks that know that they're born again, washed in the blood of Jesus. That's when you'll be bold. When you know that Jesus Christ is your Lord and He's your Savior, you'll be bold in what He's called you to do. My prayer tonight is this, is that we warn one another. We beware of what the Lord's told us here in Matthew chapter number 7. And we walk accordingly to His will. And I promise you tonight on the authority of God's word, if we do what He's called us to do, He's going to bless us. He's going to bless us. And that's what we want here. We want to be a blessing to others. The only way we can be a blessing to others is if God blesses us. If He don't send it through us, nothing good's going to come out. But if we'll be an open vessel for Him, man, I'm telling you what, God can do something with this church. We got Awana's coming up the 14th of January. We're going to have a lot of kids in here that are unchurched. We're going to have a lot of kids in here that's going to need loved on. We're going to need a lot of kids that need to be hugged on. And we're going to have a lot of kids that we're going to have patience with. And the only way we can do that is that everybody in this room be on the same page, same accord, and let God lead us. What we're going to do tonight, we're going to gather around this place and we're going to pray. We're going to pray for one another. We're going to lift up one another. And I pray tonight that you're not on the wrong path. And I pray tonight that you just keep doing what God's called you to do. You said, preacher, it sure is tough. Man, it gets weary. Bible even says that, Galatians 6:9. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. It's going to get weary. Jesus even got weary. The Bible said that He sat down because He was wearied with His journey when He went and talked to the woman at the well. He got weary. If Jesus got weary, you and I are going to get weary. If Jesus got tired, we're going to get tired. But listen, it's going to be all right. Amen? Let's gather around this place tonight. Let's gather